That's all Asperger's and communication. Here are three ways that you can make friends awesome. Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome back to the Aspie world. My name is Dan. I have Asperger's syndrome, ADHD, OCD, and dyslexia, and I make weekly videos on this type of content. So if you're new around here and you'd like to learn more, remember to hit that subscribe button by clicking the notification bell down below. If you're watching on Facebook, be sure to give this page a follow. And if you're watching on Instagram, make sure to give this account a follow to see more awesome content just like this video. Guys, what's going on? Welcome back to the Aspie world, the place where we think differently daily. What is going on? Different thinkers, and I hope each and every one of you are having a great day. If you haven't already, and you're probably sick of me saying this if you have, then please could you go and download my free Autism Life Hacks PDF book from autismhacks.net. You can do it right now completely for free. All right, guys, I wanted to do this video because I get so many questions. So many people ask me, say, Dan, how do I make friends? How do I make friends? How do I make friendship relationships last? How do I do all these things? You know, what is it? What is the key to making friends? Well, look, there's no special sauce. Making friends is difficult because anything that's worth having should be a bit of hard work, right? And that's kind of like a motto I live my life by. So it's not going to be easy to make friends, but it's definitely going to be doable. So everything is doable. So I have listed down three of the main components that I really think help maintain, make, and create friendships for long-lasting awesomeness, okay? So here we go. The first one here is like-minded interest. Now, this is the first thing you need to do. You need to try and find people who have the same interests as you. This could be going to events or meetups, or even going online and trying to find Facebook groups of people in your same genre of interest. Like, I'm really into iPads, so I go to iPad forums on Facebook. I find iPad groups on Facebook and I've made some friends on there. I skateboard with the boosted board when the weather doesn't suck, and I go onto electronic skateboard groups on Facebook and I talk to people, and I met a guy in there who's really cool, and he came down and we skated together, and then he went to London and got me a boosted board t-shirt. That was cool. And this is how you make friends. It's a tried and tested method. Be involved in the groups of the subjects and the interest matters that you are into, because then you're going to find like-minded people who are going to be already on the same wavelength as you. They're gonna be thinking the same stuff as you. They're gonna be wanting to hang out. It's the best way to make friendships, and it's the quickest way to make friendships. So honestly, don't skimp on this one. So number two, it is super important when making friends to be to do everything you can to be completely honest, transparent, and nice. You want to be nice with people because you don't want people to think that you're horrible in any way. So be nice with people, you know, be honest. If they ask you questions, be honest, give honesty, because honesty is the best policy. And the only thing you cannot improve upon is the truth, which is what my father says. So if you want to maintain friendships and have friends, be nice and kind with them and always be honest with them, because they'll respect you for being honest. And if there's anything that autistic people do best, then that's being honest and kind and nice. Okay, so number three in my little toolbox here of things to make friends, help maintain and create friendships is listen. So number three is listen. Asperger's can present some issues in knowing when to talk, when it's your turn to talk, you know, how long you talk for, when do you stop talking, you know, and loads of stuff, right? And this can make it look like it seems that you're not listening to the other person's conversation, right? Because when everybody tells you anything, then it comes from a place of importance from them. It's important for them to tell you, and it's important for you to receive that information if you're gonna be friends with these people, and pivot on that and go, okay, I get it, you know, it's important for you, and I get it. So by doing that, you are actually, by listening, you're actually maintaining and strengthening your relationship with a friend. So what you wanna do is do your best to listen to them. It's important that your friends respond to the conversations that you've asked, and also when they're talking, you respond to their conversations. Always listen. It's super important, and they'll respect you for it, and they will do the same to you. They listen to you, you listen to them, you have a conversation. This is how it works, and this is how you maintain long-lasting friendships, which is super dope. And guys, on that note, if you think this video can help somebody get a friend or make friends, please share it on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Tag them in it. Share this video with them. Send them a DM, whatever, as long as they get this content and it helps them. That's what matters. If you think this video is good, please give it a thumbs up, and I'll see you next time, guys.